It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred,
too much. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe. And you can visit OKCThunder.com for updates on upcoming games.
All is well.
Yeah. Go to the team website.
I have to take this call real quick. I know we're about to go to something else. Allison on line four. Talk to me, Allison.
Morning.
Hi, good morning. What do you got? I see that you want to discuss something that I want to hear.
First, I'm a teacher, and my district is not closed, and I'm on my way to educate the youth of America.
That is insane.
And it is insane. It's going to be a very grouchy day at my elementary school. Also, because you people are my Bible, I heard you talking about Spencer Confidential.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm upset. Okay, now I'm kind of looking forward to quarantining.
Let's talk about
just
this.
So I can make time for Spencer Confidential. Because the trailer is the most, like, I just...
Hold on.
I started crying laughing just watching the trailer. It's like every Boston stereotype in one movie.
I have to know, though.
Hang on. Don't spoil it. I want to hear what Allison has to say.
I have to know if she's read the books or not.
I don't care about that. Tell me about
it
the
matters.
Movie. Tell me about the movie.
The movie is just a rolling train wreck that you cannot stop watching.
Oh,
you are absolutely right. Every stereotype, anything, the end with the lobster, it is so bad, but the best scene ever is when the police come knocking on Spencer's door. He's all, you know, he's out of jail, he's done his time.
Right.
And he answers the door shirtless.
Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah.
Because that's what Spencer does.
Like, Marky Mark, any chance for you to be naked? Okay, we get it. Yeah. We got it.
Allison, the best is that somebody told me about a scene in the movie, excuse me, that I'm not coronavirus here, that I didn't,
all right, that's okay.
I said didn't happen. I was like, there's no way that happened in this movie.
It was like the shootout in the town at
no,
Fenway
no,
Park.
No.
I was
no,
like,
no.
That's so utterly ridiculous.
Oh, yes.
It didn't happen. And then somebody sent me the scene. There's a part where he's making out with a girl in the bathroom, and he's turning her on so much that she starts screaming, "Go Sox!"
No, it's in the middle.
Go Sox!
It's in the middle of the two of them getting busy. She screams that.
I mean,
not only does she scream that, but then she proceeds to break the mirror.
Yes, that's right.
And the entire sink.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's what Spencer does.
Weird about that.
He turns the ladies on. They can't control themselves.
So what you're saying is that this is an Allison, two thumbs up, a must-see movie, correct?
It is the greatest movie that is terrible in, like, the quality of Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg, I should call him.
You sold me, Allison. You sold me. I'm all over it. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You love you. You too. That's one of those films that if you're quarantined, I almost want to do one of those things. You know, like I saw it. Actually, it was you who told me this, Adam Jones. Apparently, with all these offices closed down, they're trying to have these virtual water coolers.
Well, apparently a lot of the tech companies that already practice like a lot of remote work, they have like virtual
water
coolers.
Are you kidding me? Yep. Okay. Although the only benefit to that would be I would love to do like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 type virtual viewing of this during our all quarantine.
Yeah.
Where we just all sit and watch Spencer Confidential together.
Yeah, on like FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. And just all rip it. And just,
I'd do it again.
As one big community.
I'd watch it again for that reason.
We can all watch Spencer Confidential together. And just have that moment. We all need like a little bit of levity. Let's make fun of Mark Wahlberg perpetrating every Boston stereotype in one single movie. And the biggest stereotype being Mark Wahlberg in a movie about Boston.
Yeah, it's up there.
He's running out of Boston movies to make. There's a scene with a lobster at the end?
Yes, there is.
Okay, well, don't even tell me.
And people keep reminding me of things like, oh, my God, that's right, that happened.
Okay, all right. Well, that's something that we'll have to do. We'll have to do that. Okay, so this was interesting. I went yesterday. We had Cedric Maxwell on the show. Now, there's a lot of news about the Celtics having to self-quarantine because, you know, obviously they were playing against the Utah Jazz or Rudy Gobert, and now Donovan Mitchell has been found at the coronavirus. And yesterday at the end of the show, we talked to Cedric Maxwell, who rules, by the way. We need to have him on more. And he had this to say about what the environment was like while everyone found out from the Celtics that the season had been suspended. Take us back to when did you get in town and where were you when you found out the season had been suspended?
We flew in from Indianapolis. And talking to a couple of players on the bus into Milwaukee. And I got here probably about, I think we got in probably about 2:30. And we're all just talking about, you know, what possibilities there were. And then the Woj bomb came out about, about the season and, you know, different things going on. And then the big one, then I took a nap, and somebody called me and said the season was over. And I was like, what the hell? So that's where I'm at, and we're still here in the in Milwaukee, and we're leaving this morning at 9:30.
Obviously, everyone's concerned about Rudy Gobert's contact with everyone, and I know that they just played the Jazz at the TD Garden this past Friday night. And so the Washington Wizards this morning just came out with a statement that they're self-quarantining, and they played Utah on February 29th. So like more recently than the Celtics did. And then there was a story that came out on ESPN that you guys had self-quarantined last night. What have you heard about any of that? Has there been talk of quarantining, and what has anyone said anything to you about that?
I was sitting right beside Jason Tatum on the bus and was talking to him for a minute. So, yes, they were close enough to Rudy Gobert to be very concerned about this.
Have you heard any talk about any expectations of how this season's going to end? If they do launch it back, do you see them shortening maybe the playoffs? Or have you heard anything along those lines?
I have not heard anything. I would assume that they're going to finish the season. And they have the luxury of doing that, moving back a little bit. But I think that we are just all just kind of holding our breath, thinking about what could possibly happen. The way the playoffs are set up right now today, if they started up again, we would be hosting Philadelphia. So, I think they're going to complete the season somehow. I think the NBA did the smartest thing. I think they took control of it. And I think Adam's hand was forced. In the sense that once Rudy Gobert tested positive, you know, and then there was a snowball effect. What team did he play? Who did he play last? How this has affected the entire league? It was a very smart thing to do by the NBA. And I've talked to a couple of people about George Niang. I know a friend of his mother. They were still talking about the Utah team, what they were going to do. And if they were going to be leaving the arena in OKC, they were all kind of like shuttled back and forth. They didn't know if they were going to get on the plane tonight going back to Utah because of Rudy and the other guys being exposed to it. So there's a lot of movable parts right now which are being put into place. And I'm just a cog in the wheel. That's what I am.
Cedric, how weird is Sean Grandy's obsession with wrestling?
Sean, the first thing Sean talked about today was yesterday. He said, after we heard the news, he said, whoa, WrestleMania is going to have to be canceled.
He is not the only one. This is amazing. There's something about sports broadcasters that they just love wrestling. It's so odd.
Wait a minute. You admit, just speak for Sean, okay? Not all sport broadcasters, okay? I don't care. And I think what we saw was, and at that time, the person that came up was Cantor. And that's what Sean said to Cantor, because Cantor, it was involved in wrestling. So I think that is just the funniest thing. But when he said that, I looked at him like, who really gives a damn?
It's like, not your family, not your new wife.
Words, man. Right.
Not are we going to be stuck in Milwaukee. It's,
I'm not going to get to see John Cena pile drive Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, John Cena, I can really give a fat monkey's behind right now.
But what's funny is you're not the first guy today to tell us today about someone being upset about wrestling, which just seems very, very odd to me.
It just seems as odd as it can be when you think about, you know, the coronavirus. And I kept saying this to, you know, Sean and a couple of people. I said, The way the league was, I said, this was serious. I said, when you quarantine 14 million people in Italy, yeah, and you do what you did in New Rochelle, mm-hmm, I was just thinking there's no way that we're going to have a regular game here in Milwaukee. Right. I thought it would be with no fans, and the announcement was going to be made, and that's what we talked about, that with Jason Tatum. I said that, you know, no fans were going to be in the game when Woj dropped his Woj bomb. And then all of a sudden, wake up, you know, take a nap, and 2 hours later, hear from a friend of mine saying, man, they canceled the damn season. I said, what? They canceled the season. So I was just like in shock, and then turned on the TV and have been mesmerized since about everything going on.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. And I owe Gorman one because he called me and said, I was supposed to be traveling today, and he's like, don't travel, so I owe him one, so there you go.
Well, I think that the way you guys had Gorman, you know, Gorman's story that went out in the media beforehand, before all this went down,
yeah,
and that was a firestorm.
Oh, really?
That started a firestorm in the organization. So I just think that, you know, it's just crazy that, you know, a lot of people right now wanted to put their head in the sand, like they're ostriches, and say right, nothing was going on.
But
clearly, you know, I think that the Celtics want to try to be as cautious as they can about this. I don't know what the situation is. Maybe we will be put on the plane and we will be all talked together like we were, you know, like we're kids. But they haven't told us right now. So far as this last minute, have not told us anything other than our bags supposed to be outside at 9:30 and the bus leaves at 10:30.
Crazy. All right. Well, Cedric Maxwell, stay safe and thank you for the time.
All right, gentlemen, y'all have a good one. I just want to do like I do with Felger. Jesus.
All right. Thanks, Max.
Nice to see you, man.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Toucher and Rich. We've got Adam Jones in this morning, and everything's canceled. I mean, sports and life in general, everything's been canceled, and just gives you more time to watch Spencer Confidential on Netflix. Get all your good Boston references in there.
The
best thing about those movies, it's like Mark Wahlberg claims to be this like huge, hey, dude, I'm like the voice of Boston. He hasn't lived here in like 35 years. Like, not only has he not lived here, all of his movies that are in Boston are written as if it was somebody who's never lived in Boston. Oh, yeah. All the women, when they're hooking up with like good-looking guys, they scream, go Sox! Everyone loves the Sox! They only knew just how much the Sox mean nothing right now. All right. So, one thing, that, with everything canceled, that was going to give us some sort of joy, like to scratch that itch when it comes to the sports world. You know, we want answers. There's been a big lead-up. Is next week free agency with the NFL. The biggest story, one of the biggest stories in Boston sports in a long time. Where is Brady going to go? We were finally going to get an answer to that. And now even that's in jeopardy. We got Burt Breer, who of course is the senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for MMQB, and a damn good dresser. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. How you faring with the Corona stuff there, Burt?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I guess one of my friends from college asked me how I was doing, and it actually caused me to think about it. I don't know if you guys, I'm more worried about my parents than anything else. But yeah. I almost want to tell them, like, not to come over. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's what I'm more worried about than anybody else. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I'm one of these people that 36 hours ago, or whatever it was, 48 hours ago, was not taking this seriously at all. And now I feel like a complete idiot for acting like that.
Well, my mother lives like by herself, and it's kind of fortunate that she's recovering from a surgery, so she can't leave her place. And she has like grocery delivery and everything. But I've got someone who's got, you know, parents who are, you know, in their 70s who live in town, and their whole thing was, you know, they told their parents are obviously watching TV as well, but they told them, all right, guys, you don't leave. I am your grocery delivery service. I will leave it on your front doorstep. Because my whole thing is that I think everyone right now, until they have tests, should treat themselves as if they have the coronavirus. Because nobody really knows. This thing has spread so fast. No one knows if you have it. No one knows if you didn't. So why take the risk around old people?
Yeah.
Get them the groceries.
Even with like deliveries.
Yeah, yes. Even with deliveries. Yeah. And you leave it out in the front. And you know what? FaceTime them, talk to them that way. But you're right. I mean, in all seriousness, you can't mess around with that part of it, which, you know, kind of sucks. And I'm not sure if that's kind of the method that you're going to be taking with all this.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about that. But, you know, I might call them after hearing up the phone here and offer to bring them groceries. I mean, there's stuff like that, yeah, that I think, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just, I've heard enough people say it over the last 24 hours, and it's true. I mean, we just all have to take care of each other.
Well, Bert, if your parents live through this, you can thank me.
It would be.
I'm the reason.
I'll put a picture of you over their fireplace.
I'll be the oil panning. I'll be their new favorite son. Bert, this is weird. The one just getting, I hate jumping from one serious thing to something that's not even that serious at all. But the one itch that we want to scratch as, you know, sports fans with everything gone is this whole free agency thing. What are you hearing now about the report that came out that now even that might potentially be moved back?
Yeah, I think that's a trial balloon. And the league has sort of done these sorts of things in the past. I mean, if you know anything about the makeup of the league office, I mean, it is chock full of lawyers and PR people. And they are, especially after what happened in 2014, obviously this is a much different situation, but you know, that's what happened with Ray Rice and Greg Hardy and Adrian Peterson. And I mean, even, you know, going back a little further than that, the Richie Incognito, Bully Gate thing, they're acutely aware of public perception, of public backlash, of the power that they have, and how that can kind of swing back around on them. And so, you know, I know this. I mean, those guys are always thinking about the bottom line. And there's no question that, you know, when they were having their conference calls and their meetings on Park Avenue yesterday, one thing that definitely came up was, well, wow, this is awesome. We have the Sens to ourselves next week, and free agency is going to be the center of the sports universe for 2 days. And I'm sure they discussed that. The flip side of it is, and I talked to a team president about this last night, there are people who are warning them the optics of this are going to be horrible.
Okay, that's stupid, because I read that this morning, too. And that was, like, I think it was Mike Florio who had put that a source told him that they said that the optics of players agreeing on multi-million-dollar deals while the rest of the nation is adjusting to the coronavirus. And they said that, you know, teams not being able to have the press conference where they stand up and hold up the jerseys. That is so dumb. Like, that is something... Because, I mean, we right now, a distraction is needed, and I would be welcomed. And I don't think there'd be anybody, unless they're just, like, looking for someone to scream about, who wouldn't welcome some sort of a break from reality, some kind of thing that just makes us go, oh, wow, now we can at least look forward to the upcoming season.
Or a distraction.
A distraction. Okay. I think they're widely misguided on this.
Let me play devil's advocate here, though, right? All right. Let's say this gets worse over the next 3 days. And let's say a head coach or a general manager somewhere gets it. And let's say that now all of a sudden that team is trying to conduct business while it's, you know, they're conducting tests on people in their building. You know, I think that there are very, you know, real life concerns.
Well, so what? Then do it remotely.
No. That part of it, I understand what you're saying, because you're talking about not people that are going into quarantine, but people who are actually sick and getting treated. That part I actually understand.
Okay, but then have the assistant GM do it.
You know, like how, like what if this is ripping through one of the teams? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, I think that there are real concerns, you know, where, you know, there are some people that are warning them, we should at least wait for this to calm down and wait for this to level off before we try to take center stage. And there's the other side of it. There are people that are, you know, kind of looking at this and, you know, and you know, this is how a lot of these people make their money. You know, they look at it and they're like, well, there's a huge opportunity here for us to be, to have the sports landscape of ourselves next week. And so there's that. There's also functional things. I think they're less concerned about these, but, you know, a bunch of these teams have closed their facilities. And although these things are done remotely, all the stuff that these guys have built up, saying receiver free agency, the financial information, all that different stuff are in these offices. So is there a competitive element at play here where teams that are closing their facilities to try to take care of their people are at a competitive disadvantage during the first week of free agency? Is that possible?
God damn it, Bird, you convinced me. This sucks.
I mean, like, that's the thing is.
Did he convinced you?
Yeah, because what happens if let's say that, okay, one of the biggest
they shut down their facility. That doesn't mean, like, somebody can't run in and grab a file.
Not that part of it. The part of it, let's say Tom Brady gets the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Like, what if one of the players in free agency gets the coronavirus? What if Bill Belichick gets the coronavirus? Doesn't that give other teams an advantage when you have the GM or somebody who is not able to be there to make the decisions because they're getting treated, or one of the players has it?
I guess.
See, that's
what if an executive in any line of work gets it?
Oh, come on, it's different.
Here's the thing, guys. Like, right, like, so, like, look at a great example of what's happening on the pro day circuit. I wrote yesterday, I think the NFL should shut down the pro day circuit. Right? Here's why: because there are certain teams, and one might be right down the street from both of us, right, that are probably saying to themselves, if there are four teams at Northern Iowa Pro Day on Saturday, we are going to be one of those four teams. And in doing so, they're putting somebody at risk, right? And what I advocated for yesterday is, I think you have to remove the competitive element from this for the team's sake, right? So these teams can make decisions based on their people's health and not on what the guy next door is doing, right? And so I think the same thing can apply to free agency, where you look at it and say, well, you know, how are you most efficiently going to be able to run free agency? Well, you're most efficiently be able to run free agency if everybody is in the building working together, right? And so, like, would a team then be discouraged from closing their facility and protecting their people because they think that they're going to be at a disadvantage if they don't do that?
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things, Bert, where
you know
I just...
But the pro day thing makes sense. That's people interacting in, like, a public environment. Free agency makes way less sense
But you're right. Free agency, I mean, all that stuff can be done remotely.
I mean, the pro day thing, I think they should have done yesterday. Right? Like, they're saying to me, shut down the pro day circuit. There's no need to have...
That's fine.
All right. Well, Bert, your phone's breaking up a little bit, but, I mean, that's... Unfortunately, I'm kind of seeing your side of things, and it sucks.
That's the thing, and I agree with you, Rich.
Thanks, Bert. I appreciate it.
I see that point. You have
I don't
possibility. I do. I absolutely do.
I mean, it's the only
you
thing.
You get advantages. You want to, as level a playing field in this thing as you can possibly get.
I mean, let's take it home to radio. Like, how are our bonuses structured? Like, is it fair if somebody's out for work and like it's going to impact all industries?
That's over a longer period of time, not a close window like this.
That's different because what happens if one team ends up having a GM that gets sick, then they'll complain to the commissioner. Commissioner does not want that headache, and to them I believe that they would ultimately move it if it was that way. Now, right now, there's no indication that any of these people have the coronavirus. Any of these people, once again, over the past couple of days,
no, the numbers are going to tell you somebody's got it.
Somebody's got it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I don't know, and it sucks because, damn it, that's the only thing I was looking forward to in all of this. I'm like, okay, you can cancel all these gatherings, but at least you got free agency next week, which would be... I mean, we've been waiting so long for this, and if that gets moved back, I don't know.
By the way, the worst optics, if the league is worried about optics, Bert, and he wasn't reporting this, he's just saying, I bet this came up in their league meetings yesterday, the worst optics for the league is all these rich billionaires in a room cackling about how good it'll be for the league if they capitalize on this window. Like, if anything like that comes out, that'll be the worst optics for the league. Way worse than guys signing big contracts and holding up a jersey while we all need a distraction. That'd be the worst thing for the league.
So he's a Rich's disappointment at Bert's logic was if his mom told him he's banned from playing D&D. You've obviously been there before.
That would
that.
Be me, I mean, not you.
I mean, listen, my older brothers played D&D. I was a D&D poser, which means I wasn't even cool enough to play D&D. Because I didn't even learn it. That was only for people who were, like, you know, 15 years older than me, like Wallach.
I was right in the sweet spot.
You're in the D&D sweet spot. All right. Yeah. We'll get to some more stuff right after John Wallach's headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It is Toucher and Rich. And by the way, we do intend to bring the Yucks. There's a request for the Yucks jukebox. We tried that yesterday. Someone called in and was like, hey, you know, everything's depressing all around us. I need some Toucher and Rich yucks. And so we said, all right, well, let's make requests. What do you want to hear? What from the history of the show? And yesterday we had a bunch of requests, and we ended up playing Dave Gosher Goes to the Movies, where he did the play-by-play for famous scenes. Of course, The Karate Kid being my favorite. And we've had a bunch of requests this morning. So at 8 o'clock, we'll bust out one of those. It sounds like it's more than likely going to be a Brookline 911. We always get a ton of requests for that. I just don't know which one we're going to go to. There's two. I guess we got to wait and find out. There's two that seem to be the front runners. And at 8 o'clock, we'll find out which one ends up getting the most votes. Have you been to the grocery store over the last 48 hours?
Yes, yesterday.
Okay. Yep. Hell on Earth?
Not terrible, but again, the hours we work, I mean, I'm off peak. You get there at about 11:30 in the morning. Wasn't that bad?
See, I'm the same way with nights. Like I haven't had much issue at the grocery store.
However, I had a buddy of mine who lives down in Westchester County. He went to his local Costco at about 5:15.
Oh, well, Costco? What are you at Costco?
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst place to go.
It was madness. You had a line of maybe 150 people just trying to get in the door.
Yeah,
let alone pay for something.
So I went the day. Would it be Wednesday? What was the day that the president made the announcement?
It was Wednesday, right?
Yep. So I went on Wednesday afternoon, and it was pretty nutty. And I found out that it was 25% shoppers and 75% delivery service shoppers.
Oh, really?
Like the people who go in and are paid to do that.
Yeah.
And it was pretty damn crowded. And what's weird is, I mean, there's no real shortage of food. It's just everyone wants to get toilet paper, which is astounding to me, because it's weird. I read an article yesterday, and it's why toilet paper has kind of become the icon of panic buying. And there's no real reason, because there's no shortage of toilet paper. Like, I think only like 10% of toilet paper in America is imported. So there's plenty of places in America where there's toilet paper all over the place. And they went over all these different lists of things. The first reason is that it gets in people's heads. There's like a psychology to it. They said that anytime people enter like a panic zone, it makes them irrational, completely neurotic. And they said that people are looking for value and high volumes. And of course, those giant packages of toilet paper, the psychology of buying that does the trick. As I said, no shortage. The other thing is there's copycats all over the place. Somebody buys like something in bulk and it freaks out. Everyone wants to do the exact same thing.
Right, because you start hearing, oh, everybody's buying toilet paper. Now I need to go get toilet paper.
And now you need to do it. They said people being social creatures look to each other for cues of what is safe and what is dangerous. When you see someone in a store panic buying something as large as a giant bulk thing of toilet paper, everyone immediately goes after the same thing.
I would imagine there's something to the psychology of like wanting to be clean too, in like a dire situation, like that, like
something you can control.
Yeah, you're like, okay, this I need this. I can eat anything. This I need.
There was a dude in Florida, of course, Pinellas County. I'm not quite sure where that is, Dan. I know you are familiar with the state of Florida.
I'm familiar with Florida, Florida, but Pinellas County is going to be. Tampa area, I think.
Okay. Well, Tampa's obviously the only place.
That's an armpit, yeah.
Well, they're the only place that I can think of.
Tom Brady's going to have a home.
Well, of course, but they're throwing a middle finger up to the coronavirus saying, we're still holding WrestleMania with 80,000 people when everything else is being canceled.
That's right. Clearwater, St. Petersburg,
There you go. Well, apparently a dude was arrested yesterday because somebody had left in the back of their car a gigantic like bulk thing of toilet paper, and somebody busted into their car to steal the toilet paper.
To steal it.
Like, I mean, there's no, this is something you're going to be able to get. Like, how much are you going to crap? How much are you going to crap?
Into somebody's car.
You don't know.
With toilet paper.
Know. And like so,
blew out their window.
And according to all reports, okay.
Maybe that person stocked up on a bunch of beans. You don't know.
And according to all reports, okay, it might be out the day you get there because everyone's making a run, but it's going to be back. Like, there's no shortage on the making of toilet paper right now.
Even like Italy, which is like full on quarantine, the grocery stores are still open.
Oh, yeah.
Like most things are closed, but like the grocery stores to go buy toilet paper are still open.
Maybe you just do like I did yesterday. And that was like, are you crazy? You can sit there and you can get into fist fights over toilet paper. I'll get myself a nice new bidet.
Did you get one?
Oh, I ordered myself one online.
I saw there's one brand that's like their business is way through the roof.
Oh yeah, Toto.
How are you hooking this up? Sorry, it says the tool bag in the other room.
Do you want to make a video at it?
Yeah, you're not exactly Tim the Tool Man Taylor. How is this
employment opportunity for me here?
Online it says easy installation.
Do you have a water line that you?
I was just going to say,
hook it up to.
That's the problem here.
What you don't need are a bunch of people coming into your house to install it.
Apparently, all you got to do is you got to find a way to plug it in. You got to find it. Put your water. All right, there's a battery. I don't new no, to be
it's
quite
like a
honest.
Humidifier. You're like, you've got one of those nasal things that you're going to be doing to clean out your
I
nose.
I got no idea what I'm doing. Yeah. All I know is that apparently you plug it into your water line, you press a button, and you are flying,
stop.
Sir.
You said plug it into your water you line.
Let's go surfing.
Oh, yeah. God.
And you suckers can fight over that toilet paper. I'm sitting there getting a nice little whoosh.
Isn't part of the
right into the
okay? Isn't part of the process that it needs to be removed? Like, doesn't it? You know, it's like a toilet. It goes down with the rest of the waste.
All it takes is one of those things that removes screws. I think it's called a screwdriver.
You're gonna be on the squatty potty with your bidet.
Is it warm water?
No, it's intimidating though. I've tried. You know, the reason I picked this brand is I tried one at a friend of mine's house. And it's got like an extending arm, and it makes a sound. So it's almost like
what? Wait a minute. What has an extending arm?
Like, I don't want anything to do with it. If it has an extending arm, that's not good.
The thing that shoots it into the Death Star.
That has an extending arm.
So it's like, you ever been on
I saw a horror movie that started that way.
You ever been on one of those rides, like the free fall ride, where, you know, you go and, or like in a water park, there's that water park, that slide, where you get in a little chamber and there's like a little kind of buzzing sound and you have to wait and then it drops.
Yeah,
the floor drops from underneath you. That's kind of what it is. You sit there and you can, when you press the button, you can hear the arm like extending out going.
Oh boy. Yep.
And then all of a sudden it's.
We have liftoff.
We have liftoff.
Not in a million years.
Nope.
You can control the pressure.
Why
you can control the temperature.
Nope. What?
The whole sound and the extending arm, it would scare the crap out of me.
Well, that's kind of the point.
Someone says ties
you
into the water
up
line.
That way, Adam.
It goes in the toilet and plugs into an outlet. You bet your ass.
Yeah, like the installation process would concern me, and like having people, because I couldn't do it, having people come into my home and installing it. I don't want that right now, but like long term, I have no problem with the bidet. I like this plan.
Team bidet right now. But there's people. Dave says just got one myself. It's absurdly easy to install.
Oh, all right.
No worries.
Oh,
okay. That's the new Tool Bags podcast.
We'll put one in the bathroom here at work.
You should. You should do it. You know how many hits you would get, especially right now with the toilet paper crisis in America?
If we put in a bidet in the bathroom.
Dude, you get more hits than you've ever gotten before. How to install your bidet?
That is a good idea.
There's no question. Let's go to Michael.
It's not just going
to
be out in the open, right? Michael, it's going to be in the stall.
Michael on line two. What's up, man?
That would be
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so yesterday my wife said she's going to the grocery store to grab some stuff. And she said she got some toilet paper. She called me afterwards and she says, hey, I don't know if I dropped it or if someone took it. I'm like, what do you mean dropped it? She said, I shoved it under the bottom shelf of the carriage. I went to go pay for it and it was gone. I said, yeah, someone sniped your crap ticket.
I mean, the one internet joke that I actually found kind of funny yesterday was that if you can't find toilet paper, just go to CVS and use the receipts. But I'm telling you, you guys, you suckers out there, you continue to try to snipe other people's stuff from the grocery carts. I'll be sitting there living the life. Get a little stream up the...
I think it sounds nice.
Rich, when is it going to be delivered?
About 2 months.
Backlog on the bidets.
Hey, no pun intended. Yeah. Hey.
You don't want to leave that thing in the hallway. Someone might take it while you're on location.
That might be. Boy, I just love that arm. It's like the most intimidating thing. It's like having like a roller coaster in your house. You press it and you just hear this.
Yeah. So is that like trying to hook up a trailer to the back of a car? Like, do you have to sort of get into a certain area for this extending arm?
And there is a fear you might have gone too far.
It's a good analogy. If it misses you, it's going to go and hit the ceiling.
No.
I can see that being a fear.
It's going to hit your Bojangles, which is even worse.
Nah.
Like, if it goes a little too far.
Is it cold or is it hot?
It's like, do you remember that game?
What's the water? Okay. Is it cold or hot?
You guys are of my generation. You're not. You're way older. But do you remember... Do you remember the NES Top Gun game?
No. Yes.
There was a part.
Yes, I do, in fact, so eat it.
I know, your kids played it. So there was this part where you had to try to get the fuel like line and like, you know, fuel up.
Yeah.
So it's like this.
You had to line it up.
You had to line it up and it had to hook to the front of your plane. That's kind of what it is to get that arm to work.
Like
you
refueling midair.
It is. Like you don't want to go, you know, you don't want to be too short because then it goes up your back. It's cold. It's like, oh.
So it is cold.
Well, you can adjust the temperature.
Okay.
But you don't want to go too far because then it'll rock the boat jangles.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to like find your perfect spot. And God forbid anybody messes with you. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine was very smart. He took a marker and he actually wrote like a line as to where the perfect place on the dial was. So it was, you know, right into the Death Star. You know, so I mean, like perfect. And he knew exactly which way to sit. So it was just, almost paradise.
So you have like nice. Rich's setting. You have your own setting.
Yeah, like in a car. Like in a car. Yeah, yeah. You go in. Here's my setting. Here's my wife's setting.
Now listen, it's not fun. It's not fun. You know, while you're trying to figure out what it is, but once you get it, you know, you're sitting.
almost.
I don't know what that is. The weird sound.
Get ready.
Get ready. Yes, I will.
I don't want almost paradise. I want paradise. That's what I want.
So he's like, got a friend in Florida who's a complete doomsday guy. He stocked up on ammo, but also bought a Toto bidet as well. See, this guy knows what he's talking about. Mm. Can you repeat the name of the Death Star shooter that you prefer? Yes, that would be the Toto bidet. They make many different brands. I got the cheap one because that's all you really need. Most of them have the extending arm that, you know, that's when you know. Because then it makes bath time fun. It's like an adventure. You know, you've got buttons to press too. Keeps you off the phone. Now can you concentrate?
Isn't
when
that more phone time?
What's that?
Isn't that more phone time? You go from one seat to another?
No, because
that's like extra phone.
All phone time is doing something with your hands while you're using the bathroom, and yet now you've got something else because you can adjust the. It is kind of fun to go from like hot to cold, hot to cold, hot to cold.
I say hot.
How long are you on this thing for?
I think we're learning some stuff here.
How long do I have?
Okay. Right.
Can't wait for the.
That's right.
That's
Rich,
you see, the thing is, more screen time. It's
Rich
more time
is not in a house. Rich is in a small apartment where people are bouncing off each other.
Rich just ordered one of these. You don't have one.
Sequestered himself.
I've used it before.
So you've used somebody else.
Yeah. So it says, how do we dry the Death Star? Just kind of shake it. Just kind of, you know, do the old Suzanne Summers thigh master.
You got air dry?
Yeah. You do the thigh master, like the ghost thigh master.
How do you dry?
Yeah, you do the ghost thigh master.
Yeah,
you do.
Is that you dry?
You shake it back and forth.
You don't TP it.
You shake it like a salt shaker. No, because
like
that's
a Polaroid picture.
You're doing it so you don't need a TP.
Yeah, but you got to dry off.
I mean, listen.
I think.
You guys are weird not being upset.
I like your plan. I'm just asking a legitimate question. Do I need toilet paper?
Not a fan. No,
Wallach is the ugly American
not
over here who doesn't want it.
No,
I'm okay. I'm okay with this worldly view. You do the
shirt and leave shake.
Instead of the Harlem shake.
Yeah,
I got it.
You do the shirt and leave shake.
I got it.
And then, you know, all is well. You're sitting there and just like, oh.
Leatherette.
I'm sorry. Did I play that song? I didn't mean to. All right. So 617-779-0985. We will take your calls. I think we are going to open up the Yucks jukebox. I think we all need it. We'll do the 8 o'clock. And I think it is going to be a Brookline 911-1. And we'll determine during this break which one it's going to be.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Now, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
985 Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich, and John Wallach too busy dousing himself with hand sanitizer to get back and do his...
It's true. I went and washed my hands. That's what I had. That's why I was late. Yeah.
Just to do his job.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can you do? We're all on edge. Right?
I'm here for you, John.
Have you noticed that the music selection is a little bit different today than it is on most Fridays?
Who brought the music?
I'm bringing the funk today. What's Funk Friday?
I got no problem. I like it. I like it.
No, this is great. I'm just saying the funk tends to change when one of us is absent from the show.
You know, like years ago, I just brought in... Trombone Shorty, and every time like Fred's got, he plays Trombone Shorty. Like, we can stop playing Trombone Shorty now. He's played a couple times. All right, so let's go to real quick, and then everyone wants the Yucks jukebox. Let's go to quickly line. I'm sorry, line three. Brian, not line two. Dan. We'll get to line two in a minute. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what's up, man? Brian. Hey, what's
Hello,
up?
Can
hey,
hear
what's,
me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up, man?
Okay. So we have a bidet at the house. I don't see an issue with the toilet paper, but my daughter absolutely loves it because it's like a fucking sprinkler.
Yep.
Should have gone in line, too.
No, the guy's great. He's great. Just, you know, listen, people feel comfortable when they call our show.
It's not a toy.
Okay, yeah. Somebody tweeted me and said, what happens when the kids decide the bidet is a water fountain or a toy? Family fun. That's what happens. What, are you going to shy away from some family damn fun? It's for everyone. It's not just for you. I mean, listen, what are you going to do? Someone says Rich is going to be like a squeaky shoe walking into the station.
Can I ask a stupid question? How do you spell bidet? Because I don't think it's how birds spell.
No, he does not know how to spell bidet. He's
B-I-D-E-T.
Not, of course, but he put B-I-D-A-Y.
Oh, good. Somebody said,
installed my bidet yesterday. It's like shooting water into a clown's mouth at the carnival. I highly recommend. It is.
Nice.
It's like bird is Australian. It's good day.
That's right.
Good day, bud.
Good day, bidet. Yeah. All right, now we can go to Jay. I'm sorry, Jay. Jay. What's up, man? Line three, Dan. I'm sorry. Line three. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me all right? Mocha Jones, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I don't know if you have the audio, Rich, but the perfect, my favorite John Wallach audio is when he got that throat bubble during one of his reads. Hilarious.
it was John Wallach. There's been dying Wallach. There's been bubble throat Wallach. There's been wake up Wallach. I mean, we have a lot of different Wallach memories.
That actually was in our sponsor, the one I just missed. That's when I had the throat bubble.
Oh, was it? I wonder if I have that.
It's Hour of Toucher and Rich.
That one.
It screwed with like.
Here we go. I think this might be it.
This Hour of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed.
Dude, that's an 8-second.
Oddly enough, it's the same sponsor.
Wow. I have it. Yeah, keep that handy back there.
Like, if somebody played that for me the first time I didn't know you, I would say, that guy is either a bubble or he's 400 pounds.
This Hour of Toucher and Rich.
That's right.
It's almost like the stereotypical Cartman voice.
Yeah.
This Hour of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long-ass bubble you got there.
Yeah.
All right. So the Yucks jukebox, everyone needs it. Everyone's been saying that, you know, there's so much depressing news around here. We need something to make us guffaw, chortle. And so we've been taking requests all morning, and we are going to go to Brookline 911, which call you will find out. No commercials, just John Wallach's headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy a
all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway that's, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
Locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
There's a man taking a poop.
Nobody's having a good time, cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
A turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
98.5 A Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, 8:03. We are live right now. And people are saying
it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.